Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim. Who is the true and living Elohim? It's Yahweh. Who is Yahweh? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, three black men who were our forefathers that were righteous. Yahweh is the only Savior and Redeemer of the entire earth. Let everything that have breath praise your true and living Elohim, your Maker, who woke us up today by saying hallelujah. My people, it is my pleasure today to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Morey Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We of the House of Israel welcome you to this broadcast. Today, my people, we're going to be speaking of a gut-wrenching subject, a subject that affects us all, a subject about something the Creator prophesied would happen, and truly it is happening in 3D. It's something you don't want to miss. But first, we're going to have a song praising the true and living Elohim. And we're going to try to make this work. We want you to be patient, and let's see the praises of Yahweh. Let's see.
Righteousness, I gotta keep all of his testimony, man. Who made the heavens? Who major, I'm in the zone. For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy son. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uliah the prophet. Destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He told me to acknowledge him and all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is king. Yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am married to Yah, for the better or worse.
Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he.
Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice. Only if you trust his laws and his statutes. Precepts and his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Can you relate? The law is perfect and it converted my soul. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the holy man is to fear Yahweh Elohim. Hence it keeps commandments. One day there will be a famine. Not prepared, no for the truth. They hear the words of Yahweh, but they will not get it. Ain't so why it's truth to commit.
Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels are of old, are faithful and true. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Mighty Yahweh. We appreciate Brother Eliah ben Israel for that great song that Yahweh put on his heart to sing, to give honor and glory to his everlasting, righteous, and perfect name. Today, my people, we're going to be speaking of a subject that is very dear to us all. We're going to be speaking of our plight in Babylon. Just recently in New York City, a murder occurred. Of course, there's plenty of murders that happens to our people, but this is one that is pretty terrible. One of our beloved brothers was choked to death by a white police officer, of course. And they just gave down what has been confronted from the news. And I'm going to read to you what has been said in all the reports concerning our beloved brother, Eric Garner. Yahweh rest his soul. This comes from a report from CNN News. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office on the sixth day confirmed what demonstrators had been saying for weeks. A police officer's chokehold on a man being arrested for selling loose cigarettes killed him. Eric Garner, 43, died July the 17th after being confronted by police on Staten Island for allegedly selling cigarettes illegally. During the encounter, Gardner raised both hands in the air and told the officers not to touch him. Seconds later, a video shows an officer behind him grab the 350-pound man in a chokehold and pulled him to the sidewalk, rolling him onto his stomach. "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," Garner said repeatedly, his cries muffled into the pavement. The cause of Garner's death was compression of the neck, of the chest, prone position during this altercation, said Julie Bolser, a spokesman for the medical examiner's office. The death was ruled a homicide. Acute and chronic bronchial asthma, obesity, and hypertensive cardiovascular disease were listed as contributing conditions in a controversial death that sparked anti-police demonstrations and calls for a federal investigation. It says on the seventh day of the week, Gardner's widow, Essa, appeared at a Harlem rally with the victim's mother. "First of all, I want to thank God above for giving us justice for my husband so that we can move forward," she said. "I met with prosecutors and I feel like I did the right thing by doing that, and I just want them to do the right thing and get me justice for my husband. Our condolences to the family of Eric Garner. We loved our brother. And it's so many Eric Garners, Catherine Johnston, an elder sister here in Atlanta about 5 years ago, approximately, that was murdered by the police. They shot 109 bullets, 109 shots, and almost every one of those out of the 109 hit her. Could you imagine this? An elderly woman, because they claim she was passing dope in the community. It was found that she was innocent, and the maximum sentence, and some of you all may not know that this happened right here in the good old ATL, USA, by captivity. This sister, this elderly sister, who was speaking up in the community for our people as best as she knew how, they murdered her mercilessly. They bust into her home. And they planted drugs. They found out that the police officers wind up planting drugs in her home to make it look like she was pushing drugs. And the maximum sentence, the most years that these officers received, one of them, was 11 years. 11 years. Then the other one received 3 years. And it took the longest for them to even give them the sentences. I wonder what's going to happen with our brother Eric Garner. I wonder what's going to happen today and tomorrow and the day after that when it comes to any of our people. Because let me tell you something, my people. Yahweh, I Elohim, for those of you all who don't know your Elohim, your creator of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, if you don't know him, I want you to get to know him today, and I want you to get to know his ways and his doings according to what he said would happen to his people. For instance, this is what the true and living Elohim wanted us to know. Because right now, our people are so divided, so separated, that it's a shame. And we're not even in tune with the words of our true and living Elohim concerning the latter days. And I'm going to speak on that as well. In the meantime, let's go to the words of our true and living Elohim in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. If you don't have a Bible, I highly encourage you and all of your family members and friends that you may tell to listen and pull up a chair and sit down on the couch and listen to what I'm saying from the mouth of the true and living Elohim, so that we as Yahweh's people, and who is we I'm talking about? I'm speaking of the so-called African Americans, all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. You are the Creator's chosen people. Yahweh never meant for his people to be divided and separated. He never meant for us to be torn between two opinions. He never meant for us not to walk together in unity. So we better understand what the Almighty is desiring for us to do in righteousness. The first, in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, look what Yahweh warned us in the 15th verse, what happened to us when it comes to his great curse. This is what it reads. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And my people, these curses can never be too often emphasized. This is how the black man and woman is going to return back to your original state. You first got to look in the mirror and realize what has happened to me and you and our ancestors. If you never come to this realization, you'll never find out who you are. You'll never find out about your Creator. You'll never know where you come from, and you'll never know why you're going through the conditions you're going through today. But here it is. From verses 16 to 68, Yahweh lays out this blueprint of identification for the nation of Israel. This is his chosen. And we as black people, not Africans, because we're not Africans, we are the descendants of slaves that Yahweh prophesied that we would be. And Yahweh told us, no matter where he scattered us, he said beyond the shadow of a doubt, he said these curses would affect us for 400 years. That's right. He told Abram in the beginning, in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and 14th verse, he told Abram before his name was even changed to Abraham, to know of a surety that your seed, your descendants, would be slaves, servants, in a land that is not theirs. And they would serve them, and they would afflict them for 400 years. And that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. But before the afterwards, we're going to be in servitude and affliction, even unto this day, no matter what your position is. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, one of the great curses the Creator laid upon us is something you got to hear for yourself and see. That's why I'm encouraging you to get your scriptures. Because look what Yahweh said in the 63rd verse of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And it shall come to pass that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And must I say, the terribleness, the abomination of what they did to our brother Eric Garner is absolutely appalling. The brother was on the street, 350-pound, one of our beloved brothers, on the street. Now, they said he was selling illegal cigarettes. Do you have to lose your life for selling illegal cigarettes? Couldn't they just have wrote you a ticket? Couldn't they just have given you a warning? Couldn't they just gave you a fine? Okay, well, so just say, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to give you a couple of days in the jail. But did they have to murder the brother? Did they have to beat him down? Did they have to put a chokehold on him where he couldn't even breathe because the brother had asthma and various other bronchial diseases within his body? My people, let me tell you something. The Almighty is showing us right now that if we're not in tune with keeping his laws and his commandments, Yahweh said that we will be a recipient of these great curses that will befall us. And Yah said they would overtake us. And you got to see one of the curses. Now, must I say, there's a way that Yahweh will have mercy on us and he will reverse this curse. Did you hear what I said? Yahweh said, if we return unto him, Yahweh told us, I'm going to shower you with blessings. Yah said, I'm going to show you mercy. Do you understand, my people? As he showed Daniel, as he showed Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, them three bad Negroes, as people call them in the churches, those were your black ancestors. Those were black Hebrew Israelites who feared Yahweh and did not put their own life over the law of Yahweh. Did you hear me? They were willing to die for what's right in the sight of Yahweh. My people, when we're going to get that type of spirit back? When we're going to be willing to die for what's right? And let me tell you something. We have a Savior that when you do what's right, Yahweh will save you. As he saved Daniel, as he saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, he saved him out of the fiery furnace. He saved him out of the lion's den. And you think he can't save you out of America and its wickedness? But first, we got to turn back to him. And this is what he said as a result if we don't keep his commandments. Look what he said in the 63rd verse. Again. He said, and it shall come to pass that Yahweh, that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And that's what has happened to us. We have been plucked away from our homeland. And let me tell you something, like a child that in the school class or children in the classroom that don't want to do right, a good teacher would do this in the 64th verse. It says, and Yahweh, the greatest teacher, the greatest leader, our shepherd, our king, our Elohim, the Most High, the Almighty, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and Redeemer of the world. Look what he said that he was going to do, and he did it. He said, Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other Elohims. That means other gods of people's religions. And which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And my people, Yahweh is letting you know that our people that is serving these religions and their gods, they have a cursed mind, spirit, and mentality. Anyone that is not serving the true and living Elohim, and you are in some type of religion of someone else, don't you know you are committing the greatest sin recorded in Holy Scriptures? What is that? It's called idolatry. Idolatry is the worship of anything, any place, anybody but Yahweh. Because beside him, there is none else. And Yahweh prophesied that we would serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. Now understand, Moses ain't never heard of Yeshua, J-E-S-U-S, Christ. Moses didn't know nothing about him. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, where it says, you nor your fathers, when he was speaking this to our people by the mouth of Moses, he said, you're going to serve other gods that neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone. So in other words, these gods would be in representation of wood gods and stone gods. Now, understand, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they never knew what some of our people are going around doing, and that is walking around with a little funny book called the New Testament, walking around with a book called the Quran. None of our people had these books. Matter of fact, don't our Muslim and Islamic brothers know that even in your book, the Quran, it references that if you want to know that which is right, you ask those who was given the book, and it mentions the children of Israel, letting you know if you want to know what's right, you got to come to a Hebrew Israelite, not someone who is in the religion of Islam or a Muslim. There is no nation of Muslims. There is no nation of Islamics. This is a religion. Now, there is a people called the Ishmaelites who were the progenitors of the religion of Islam. And you must understand, my people, Yahweh people are not Arabs. They are one of the people who Yah made through Abraham and Hagar. Thus was born the Hagarines and the Ishmaelites. They were born through the getting together, the marriage of Abraham and Abraham and Hagar, the Egyptian. That was the progenitor of what is called today the Arabic nations, the Ishmaelites. Oh, yeah, if you want to know history, all you had to do was know the words of the true and living Elohim. If you want to know who nations are, the Almighty lets you know and reveal these nations to you in this book. If you want to know who is the Edomites, the word of Yahweh will show you. If you want to know who is the Israelites, the Almighty's word will show you. If you want to know who the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Hivites, if you want to know who these African nations are, they're right here in this book. I spilled something. I said African nations mark the Canaanites, and they do. That's exactly who they are. Don't you know? The land of Canaan was the land that Yahweh gave to our fathers, and he threw them out for certain reasons. And we're going to go over these certain reasons. Yes, we need to, because then you'll understand why Yahweh warned us, don't do what they do. And that's exactly what our people have been doing. They've been doing what other people have been doing, and nations that Yahweh considered an abomination in their ways and the evil of their doings. But Yahweh prophesied, he told us to know of a surety that our seed would be strangers in a land that it was not ours, and we would serve these strangers, and they would afflict us for 400 years. And I'll be darned. The 400 years ain't up, but it's just about. How can we, as Yah's people, see the plights of brothers like Eric Garner, Katherine Johnston, so many of our brothers and sisters who were murdered, and they were innocent, and they were murdered, they were choked to death, they were shot to death, they were stabbed to death, they were hanged, they were raped, they were castrated. Do you understand? When are we, as Yah's people, going to stand up and proclaim who we are? Because guess what? Until we do so, until we bow down and get on our knees and face the east in this direction of captivity, pray to Yahweh and humble ourselves and admit, I know now that your blessings and your curses have come to my mind, and I can see now that I am one of those people. I am the descendants of the people that you said by Abram himself that would be in servitude and affliction for 400 years, that we're strangers in a land that is not ours. And I realize that I'm treated like a stranger, an outsider. When Katrina, they call it Katrina, which is truly the hurricane of Yahweh, because Yahweh ain't named none of his hurricanes. This is the ways of heathens. They love to put names on things. They put names on months. They put names, do you understand, on days of the weeks, which were named to commemorate their false gods. And you all are commemorating them by pronouncing some of these names. You're commemorating and giving them some credence when you call out certain names of the months, especially the first 6 months of the year and the last 5 days of the week. All of them was in representation of calling out the names of other gods and saying it's his day. Have you ever meditated and wondered on this matter? Do you understand? Yahweh only named one day called the Shabbat in Hebrew, which is the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week. Yahweh only named one month of the year, and that was the beginning of months for us, the month of Abib, so no one would be confused about if I should go by 12 months in a year or 13 months. You go by the months till you get to the Abib, from one Abib to another, from one Sabbath day to another, from one new moon to another. Do you understand? This is the way of Yahweh, and he gave us lights to denote it, to indicate when they are to begin. And he gave us lights when they were to end. The Almighty gave us everything we needed, but we weren't satisfied. We had to learn the ways of heathens, and now we're in the conditions that we're in today. Because as our ancestors loved the heathens in which they were enslaved by and that oppressed them, so do we until this very day. Yahweh just said that we would serve other gods, wood and stone. And just think, our people are wearing the wood god symbol. What is the wood god symbol? It's the cross. And the cross ain't nothing but a graven image. And his mama, Mary, her image is a stone deity. That's why they pray to the Mother Mary. That's why they carry her stone. Do you understand? We have lowered ourselves from serving the true and living Elohim, who wakes us up in the morning, who gives us food, shelter, and raiment, who makes the sun shine by day and the moon by night, who by his lights we get to determine our signs, seasons, days, and years. He gave us lights to divide the day from the night, to put light on earth, and to rule over the day and over the night. And don't you know that Yahweh said the heathen is confused about this? Only a heathenistic mind would be confused about something as simple as looking up at Yahweh's lights. For instance, let's go to the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, right now, while this subject is hot on our minds. Let's get right to it and see what Yahweh warned us against. And he never would have made these statements if he knew that we would one day possibly be confused. This is what he said in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, starting at the first verse. It says, "Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus said Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathens." Yahweh told us to envy not the oppressor and choose none of his ways. He said, learn not the way of a heathen and be not dismayed, confused at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Do you understand? Heathens are dismayed at the signs of heaven. And Yahweh gave us lights in the heavens for reason. Not to think that when the full moon comes, that it is a new month. Not to think when a full moon comes, that it's werewolves going to come out. You got all kinds of things that the heathen are dismayed and confused at. But we as Yah's people, we were never to be confused, never to be divided, never to be separated, never to be liars, never to be people who take up for the ways of heathens. But Yahweh gave us a way of life but this is what the Creator said. He said if we would not hearken to his voice and keep his commandments, Yahweh said all these curses. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 28 because I ain't through. Let's go back to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and read furthermore what Yahweh has made as a decree for disobedience. This is what he said in the 65th verse. And among these nations thou shalt find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. And thy life, check this out, thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night and shall have none assurance of thy life. Let me read that one again. He said, in thy life, as our brother Eric Gardner and all of our brothers and sisters, because it's going to be more. You can look for it, my people. You can look for it to be more innocent murders. Because as Yahweh said, our life would hang in doubt before us. And thou shalt fear day and night. Now, he let you know that a day is not a 24-hour or however many hours in whichever season you're in cycle. He's letting you know this right here. He's telling you there's a difference between day and a difference between night. When Yahweh led us out of Egypt, he says he led us with a pillar of a cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And do you mean to tell me our people are so dismayed, the nations and the heathens are so dismayed and got our people dismayed because our people are listening to them, now they can't even distinguish the difference between day and night and want to mix it back up as it was before the Creator even said, let there be light, and put a name on the light and called it day. See, this is the ways of heathens. They want us to be backwards. And this is what happens when we trust in them and any of their ways, any of their ideologies. They're all crystal ball readers. They're all psychics. And they love to pre-predict. And we weren't a people that predicted anything. The only thing that we could show that was for the future, it had to have come from a vision of Yahweh. And we had to have been able to prove it by his word. That's the only way we know the future, is that we have to trust in him. And Yahweh said, thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of your life. You can buy all the life insurance. You can buy all the insurance you want. They call it life insurance, but they need to stop calling it life insurance, because really it's just death insurance. That's all it is, because there is no amount of money you can pay, I can pay, to assure our life. The only thing the Most High ever gave us to extend it is obedience to his commandments. And disobedience shorten our days. So you can buy all the insurance you want, and none of it is going to assure our life. So we are foolish in trusting in heathens. And in a lot of cases, when you buy life insurance, when the person dies, they have so much hell trying to get the money and to cover things that it's sad. It's terrible. So we need to be in tune with things that is going to increase our days. Well, guess what? Obedience to Yah's laws does just that. The 67th verse, in the morning thou shalt say, would Elohim it were evening. And then it says, and at evening thou shalt say, would Elohim, I wish it was morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way whereof I spoke unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. The word buy translates into the Hebrew word that no man shall redeem you. See, because we were bought. True enough, we were, sure enough, we were bought. We were sold to our enemies. So they purchased us like you purchase a horse. They looked at us, and our ancestors was naked on the auction block, checking their teeth, checking their eyes, their legs, their private parts. You name it, they checked it like we were animals. Don't you know, my people? Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not make it good? For instance, let's go to Leviticus chapter 26 and see further what the true and living Elohim has to say about what he would do to us. Now, mind you, we were a close people. We were a people who had national barbecues, national reunions. I didn't say a family reunion like most of our people have today, and even some of them have cut off. They don't even have as many family reunions as our people used to have years ago, because the fast pace and the less of money which falling through holes is falling rapidly. It seems like your money is in a bag with holes in it because it just keep coming out. Well, guess what? That's a curse unto us as well, because we're not concerned with the things of Yahweh, and he addresses it in his word. One of the things he said he was going to do He said he was going to put people over us who would rob us. And believe you me, you want to know who's at the forefront of it? Not just the white man and other nations who rob us and pimp us at the gas station and clothing stores. It's the very thing that our people are doing today. Your lying imams and your lying preachers who are telling you that you need to be an Islamic. You need to be a black Muslim. You need to be a Christian. And these things are going to deliver you. Now, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago, I recall that Louis Farrakhan told the world that we are the children of Israel. And of course, if you know the history of Louis Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan used to teach that he and us were Israelites. If you know the history of Elijah Muhammad, he used to teach that we are Hebrew Israelites. But they decided to stick with the religion of Islam for whatever reason. But nevertheless, it's causing our people to transgress against the laws of Yahweh. And Yahweh is letting us know that we are his people just by the identifications of the curses. Louis Farrakhan made a public announcement and said that we are the children of Israel, the true Israelites. Now, if that's so, which it is, then why is he not teaching our people to worship the God of Israel? Why would you steady teach our people to worship A-L-L-A-H, to be in the religion of Islam? Somebody tell me. Now, I'm going to open my phone lines up in about 13 minutes. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air because we want to hear from you. And we're going to open our lines up in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, I can't wait for someone to address this. Louis Farrakhan can never retract this. He would just have to say one day, I was drinking. I didn't know what I was speaking of when I said we were the children of Israel because I forgot that we're still Islam and we must go by the Quran because all the children of Israel had their own law. The law of Yahweh. They had their own book. The book that even the Quran speaks of. Now, in Leviticus, the 26th chapter, look what the true and living Elohim reveals unto us if we did not keep his commandments. In the 14th verse, this is what it reads. And if you will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, and if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. That means horror. That means it's going to make us afraid. Consumption. And the burning ague, that means these are treacherous ailment diseases that would happen to our joints and our body parts and shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And isn't that what happened to us? In that, before we even left the land, the Almighty caused our enemies to be in our land to take over as it is this day. And our people are thinking that the good old USA is their homeland. When things like what happened to Eric Garner and many of our people like this is still happening to this day, that these white officers would have the nerve to put a chokehold on our brother, as big as he was? Because guess what? We're not doing the thing that Yahweh will cause the heathen to have fear in their hearts. Hello. We're not doing the things that will cause our enemies to have fear for us and Yahweh. Now, I got to show you the deep secrets. See, the scriptures say in the book of Psalms, Yahweh reveals his secrets to those that fear him. And also, he said in Proverbs, Yahweh will do nothing. Or excuse me, must I say in Amos, the third chapter, he said, Yahweh will do nothing except he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. Do you understand, my people? Yahweh told us that we kept his laws and his commandments, that our enemies would flee away from us. Do you understand? I have to show you this because it's very important. Let's go first and foremost to the book of Deuteronomy. And I got to show you what Yahweh told us if we kept his laws. If we kept his commandments, what the true and living Elohim wanted us to know. Or must I say, let's go to Exodus. Let's go to Exodus. And let's go to Exodus, the 20th chapter. Excuse me, Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Let's go there. You got to see this. You got to see the secrets of righteousness that would Yahweh would be with us and give us favor. Give us favor over our enemies. And which one of us don't want to have favor of Yahweh when it comes to our enemies? Look what he said. I'm going to start reading. In verse, his instructions, in verse 24, this is what he told us, y'all. Let me go back, because I want you to see the meat of it all. It says in the 20th verse of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies. And an adversary unto thine adversaries. An adversary is someone that hates you, that is against you. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them. All my Muslim brothers, I want y'all to know. All my Christian brothers, I want y'all to know. The gods and the religions you're serving are no more than the gods of the Arabs, the African Canaanite nations, and certainly the nations of the European, the white man. Yahweh warned us. Don't bow down to their deities, nor serve them, nor do after their works. But thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And you shall serve Yahweh your Elohim, and he shall bless your bread, thy water, and I will take sickness, oh my goodness, away from the midst of thee. We ain't never tried it. As a nation of people who's supposed to be together, loving each other, serving Yahweh, we ain't never done this as a nation. And who's more sicker in Grady and other hospitals across the world than the black man and woman of America? These long, continuous sicknesses that Yahweh prophesied he would put on us. No, my people. Yes, we know that the white man sits around and make inventions and maybe even create a virus if he want to, but don't you know who allows him to do so? Yahweh. Yahweh said he would put diseases on us. Some diseases ain't even written in this book. Yahweh said he gonna put a people over us that hate us to reign over us. He said, there shall not cast their young nor barren in thy land. The number of thy days will I fulfill. That means he's going to add so many days to our life that we would be feeling completely fulfilled. That means we're going to live to be real old. And in the future, righteous people who live righteously on the earth, Yahweh said he's going to rise in Daniel, the 12th chapter, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting shame and contempt. Check this out, 27th verse. And I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies to turn their backs unto thee. Did you hear that? He said, I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs. Did you see that, my people? Huh? So in other words, righteousness causes our enemies to be afraid to mess with us. Well, guess what? They ain't afraid now. They're not afraid at all. They already know we trust in their system. They already know we're going to, instead of us settling our own differences, we would rather call the heathen. We would rather call the police on our own brothers and sisters. And a lot of times, in domestic violence, a lot of our people call the police, and the police wind up shooting the spouse, the husband, or the wife. Don't you know? Because we ain't calling on the right one. We need to be calling on Yahweh and keeping his commandments. We were a nation of people that were close. As I mentioned, we had national barbecues. Our laws dictate that we were supposed to be close. All of us was called for the holy days. Unless our women was unclean in some way, all of our holy days, we as the men of Israel, more so, it was our responsibility to show up and not empty-handed, because we're supposed to have been keeping his commandments. Therefore, if we was keeping his commandments, when it comes to the offerings, we would have willingly gave them, because he would have blessed our socks off, and we would have had ourselves to where we could give him an offering. Because Yah said, I'm not going to withhold the blessing from you. I'm going to bless you if you keep my commandments. Do you understand, my people? That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, lastly, right before we open the phone lines up, right now in about 1 minute, I got to read a scripture to you. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. 2 Chronicles, the 17th chapter. You've got to see this. Second Chronicles, the 17th chapter, look what the true and living Elohim lets us know as a result of our people keeping the law and having the law taught. Because some of our people don't even want to hear his commandments. But this is what happened. It says in the third verse, and Yahweh was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto the false gods, but sought Yahweh, the Elohim of his father, and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore, Yah established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of Yahweh. Moreover, he took away the high places and the groves out of Yehuda. Also, in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes even Benhiel, and to Obadiah, and to Zechariah, and to Nethaneel, and to Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Yehuda. And with them he sent Levites unto Shemaiah, and Nethaniah, and Zebadiah, and Asahel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehonathan, and Adoniah, and Tobiah, and Tobanijah, the Levites, and with them Elishama, and Jehoram, priest. And they taught in Judah, and had the book of the law of Yahweh with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. Now, I'm going to show you the importance of this. All they were doing was teaching the people the law. And look what happened in the 10th verse. And the fear of Yahweh fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Oh, my goodness. That's why Yahweh found it necessary to prophesy to the prophet Hosea that our people in the latter days would seek him and David their king, because our people are starving for their king. Yes, because the people did what was right in their own eyes as long as it wasn't a king in Israel. And this was a king who was righteous and made sure the priests taught the law. They weren't teaching from no Quran or no New Testament. They were teaching from the books that existed on the scrolls. These new books that our people are going to worship by have done nothing but separated us from the Most High. And now we're going to open our phone lines up right now. We ain't waiting not one single minute. And looks like we have area code. Let's see. Area code 708. Shalom, shalom. You on the air? Shalom? Area code 708? We're going to hold off on area code 708. We're having a little technical difficulties. And we're going to go straight to area code 425. Shalom, shalom. You on there?
Shalom, shalom, Moray. Shalom,
shalom.
Shalom,
beloved sister Sepheria. How you doing?
Yes. How are you? I am just totally increased. I just love the program. You know, like I say all the time when I do get a chance to listen in, it's always a pleasure, and you learn so much. I have a question, Marie.
Yes, ma'am.
You had mentioned about Muslims, our fellow brothers and sisters that are Hebrews. They don't know their Hebrews, truly know their Hebrews, but they're following after the false deity of, you know, Uncle Al. And
yes.
Because I have relatives that are Muslim, and I just don't know where it is in the book. For one thing, when I talk with my father, I'm starting more to talk to him about who we really are. And our father is a Muslim. And I want to know which scripture it is in the Quran that states if you want to know the truth or the word, you have to seek the people of the book. And I don't know it. We're talking even more so, and actually our talks are heating up, and I want to be able to be able to talk to him and give him that scripture. I just don't know it. I know
okay.
a few other scriptures. I don't know it, and if I could get that from you, it would really help me out.
Well, this is what I'm going to do, because it's in the book of Surah. What I'm going to do, I want you to call me after this broadcast, because what I'll do is I'm going to look through my notes, and I'll be able to give you that along with other scriptures that's attached to that concerning all the places where the children of Israel and the word of Yahweh was mentioned. Want you to call. You got all my numbers. So I want
yes,
you to call me immediately after this broadcast, and I'll give them to
yes,
you because I can look through my books right now that I don't have with me. I can look through some
okay.
of my notes. But I'm going to give it
I
to you.
I will definitely do that.
Yes, ma'am.
I will
and then also I'm going to give you some scriptures that even speaks of the king that Yahweh prophesied, and that's David in the Quran.
Hallelujah.
David
Hallelujah.
Was going to be the king on earth. Yes, they knew this because they got it from our way of life. So
Hallelujah.
I look after this broadcast, and I can look through my notes and show you exactly where that I won't call it a scripture, but I'll
mm-hmm.
say the verse
right.
in which it is. I'll put it that
Amen.
Way.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday during the Sabbath lesson, a sister was talking, and she says, when are we going to, as Israelites, get comfortable enough to combat, but to be able to show our Muslim brothers and sisters in their book that it's not
yes.
true? And I know
yes.
some of the things that are in there, but that particular scripture, he's questioning me on, and I don't know it. And I really want to be able to give him the actual scripture so he can see it, he can read it, and because I know my dad.
Okay.
I know my father. And it's just
Praise
really,
God.
It's, you know, we're seeing more Muslims that are asking questions.
Yes, they are.
And
yes,
when
they
I'm
are.
Walking
and I
down,
find it very necessary to do a broadcast specifically on it. I'm going to do a broadcast specifically.
It's needed.
On just Islam, the Muslim religion, and all the excerpts that you find in reference to us as Yah's people in their book, just like in the New
Hallelujah.
Testament.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's definitely needed because
right.
Where my mother lives in West Seattle, the area that she lives in, there are lots of Somalians, people of Africa that are Muslim. I mean, I'm not talking about black Muslims. I'm talking about Muslims.
Just Muslims.
And I'm straight up Muslim. And when they see us, because, you know, especially my son, we all get along with everybody. Everybody knows us. But, you know, they'll look it up and observe us how we're dressed, and they'll start looking at those tassels.
Yes.
The tassels. And I'm telling you, the power of just knowing God's word. And the more I learn, the more I'm seeking him and seeing his face, no matter what I'm going through financially. I am going through things, and I know that I need to work on certain things. But when they look at those tassels, it's a different story how they look at you.
Yes, you are absolutely right, sister, because, see, that sets you apart.
They know it. And so
yes,
when
ma'am.
The person
they know
questions
it. They
you,
know it, and Africans
they
know
it,
too, when they with tassels on and know your name
yes.
is Israel. They already know the history of how at one time they possessed the land because they are the descendants of the Canaanites.
Hallelujah. It is very true because I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but for anyone else that's listening, like I said, with my son, he's growing his locks. He has his beard, and he talks to everyone. Everyone talks to my son. Well, the thing is that these young Muslim young men that are my son's age and younger will come and talk to him. He says, we know who you are.
Yes.
And I praise the Most High Yah. I'm praising him no matter what my son is going through. He's able to show them he knows who he is, and he also talks to them. And they're
yes.
questioning, and they're asking. So when is the time that we, the Muslims, they know? Much more
yes.
than what the Christians know. And the thing is
yes.
that because they are black, they are
yes.
a dark hue, and I don't want
yes.
to use the term, but you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, you're absolutely
they
right. You're right on the money.
They see it. And then I think when they start seeing us identifying who we truly are, it's a whole new ball game.
You better know it.
It's a totally, it's a different ball game when you're actually seeing it and you're living around it. And
that's
it,
right.
It makes a difference. It makes a
you're
difference.
You're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. And so that's why it's important that we be educated on these things, because Yahweh didn't want us to reject knowledge. That's why we're in the conditions we're in today, because he said that's what we do. Because we have rejected knowledge, Yah said, I will also reject you. That's exactly what he's been doing. He's been rejecting us because we didn't want to know the knowledge. That if it wasn't, I praise Yahweh for the late great prophet Maury Elisha, who taught me concerning the New Testament, that the wisdom was that if our people was in quicksand, then they need someone to have to maybe reach their hands in the quicksand to save them. And that's why it's necessary for us to know about these books, all of these books, the Quran, various things about it, but not to worship it as if it is the truth, because we know that these books, their foundation was they got their way of life from us. And each book lets us know just that. So I praise y'all for your great comments and everything that you asked. And sister, I want you to call me right after this broadcast so I can show you in my notes concerning the verses in Surah where it speaks of all the references of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah. I will. I'm going to get off the phone and I'm going to continue to listen in, and I will call you right after the program before I go into work. So I will definitely do that. But praise the Most High, Yah. Keep it up, Moray, because even if you have to stand alone, I don't care whether it's about night and day, whatever it is that the prophet had you to learn while Yah was teaching it to him. That's kind of confusing, but you listen to him.
Right.
You're listening to Yah. And if you have to stand alone, I would have never known unless I was being listened to the prophet talk about night and day and the significance of night and day. And this last month, this last week, when the new moon came out, I went out and I observed it, and it was right on time.
Yes.
It was right on time. So Yah doesn't lie. He can do anything he wants to do, but he's right on time, and I give him praise for him, and I give him praise for his prophets, and I give him praise for the men of Elohim and women that are truly teaching, because without this knowledge and without a good teacher, we are lost.
Hallelujah, sister.
We are lost. So
hallelujah.
I give him praise. I'm not worshiping you. Don't get it twisted, but I am saying thank the Most High Yah for a man that is listening and seeking Yah.
Praise ye,
Yah, sister,
and I give all that praise back as an offering to the Almighty.
Give it back to him, because I'm not praising you. I'm praising
Yah
working through you to teach people that are not in your area.
Hallelujah,
not in your state.
That's right.
Somewhere else where there's no place to go and worship or to serve the living Elohim, to serve Yah.
That's it.
Because there's got to be a person that someone can listen to, and that we have enough common sense to know you're not a stupid follower. You're following the words of Yah, seeking Yah, but you have to have somebody that can teach you. And without
I praise the Almighty, because that's what the Almighty set up. So that's why I had to listen to my teacher. And, of course, the Almighty told us in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, we spoke, our ancestors, that which they spoke to the Creator. They said they didn't want to hear his voice no more, so Yahweh set up this. And he said, if you want to hear my voice, he said, I'm going to send you a prophet like unto Moses, and unto him shall you hearken. That's just the way this works. So anybody couldn't come up and say, well, let me tell you what the Lord told me last night in my dreams. And you got plenty of these preachers preach that all the time, and they just lying.
Yes. Amen. So I'm going to get off, finish listening, and then I'll call right afterwards so we can get those, not scriptures, but from what I can use so I can talk to my father.
Praise
Yahweh.
Love you, sister.
Thank you.
Shalom. Praise the true and living Elohim. And we're going right to area code 513. Shalom. You on the air.
Shalom, beloved Moray Elkanah. This is L.D. Liar, how are you today, my brother?
Shalom, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Yahweh is my ever-present help.
That's right. That's right. You hit the nail on the head, brother.
Yes, sir. I tell you, tested quite often, but passing a lot more today because we live in these laws, and according to all that you said, I mean, we know it's on point. I want to also say to you and your queen, it was lovely seeing you all at the 21st Annual Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference. That was a delight.
Hallelujah.
The love that we've known for years, even
yes, sir.
To the commemoration of the 20th Annual, love is still there. I love the way you brother dealt with my question about is Yahweh a either or a type of Elohim, and I remember one time you even showed me that it's not an either or situation with this Elohim, you know. It's not about some can see that a day is when the sun rises and other can see it in the evening. It's not gonna be a either or situation. It's not gonna
You're
be
right.
either or where Yahweh counted out 7 days to us as his foundation, week and days and all that. And it's not going to wind up sometimes being 8, 9, or 10. It's always going to be 7. So I want to thank you for what you're doing for the community. You carry on in the spirit of Elisha in a wonderful way. And, brother, I know that just like you brothers got together and you called out the elders and, you all made a semicircle and you had the stick in your hand of the separation of Israel and you symbolically put it back together. We know
yes.
we got to go there, Morel and I. we got to bind it on up, starting with the work that Malachi says got to happen. So thank you for a wonderful presentation. Thank you for what the word is doing amongst the people that can hear, like the sister that called in. She started that inquiry. And I want you to know,
yes.
sis, if you're still listening, that Yah said our people reject knowledge. And because we reject knowledge, he
yes.
rejects us. So and letting us know right away, Moriel and I, doesn't it, that Yah want us to be about the knowledge. He said, come together, let's reason. Though your
yes.
sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. But he is saying, come, let's reason. If a Christian, or am I talking too long, brother?
No, go right ahead. Beloved brother, I enjoy what you're saying.
Okay, brother, I'll make it quick, and I thank you. But when you're a Christian, or they call it Seventh Day Adventist, or any of those things, a Catholic, whatever it is, if you can't represent the deity that you're trying to represent and you can't stand up and show something that you can prove that you can back it up with, then you've got to be meek and humble and hopefully that you'll meet an Hebrew Israelite because,
yeah.
as Yah said, a man will be precious in the days to come, hard to find. So let's take care of our business because Moray Yuck and I just laid it out even further. It's clear, it's unequivocal, it's not an either-or, and may Yah bless you to live forever, brother, and to keep up the great work.
Well, I love you, brother Elder Elijah, and may Yahweh bless you and your lovely wife to be married forever and ever and be in good health, too.
Praise Yah. Thank you, brother. Same to you. Same to
Praise.
You and your queen.
Oh,
Much
thank
love.
You. Praise the true and living Elohim. That was a wonderful call that I just received from my fellow brother and sister. And you can call, too, if you like, and you make your comments. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Some of you all that just joined us, today's subject that we're speaking of is our plight in Babylon. Our plight in Babylon right now is
the various atrocities that have occurred to us as black people. Just recently, as I mentioned in the earlier part of my broadcast, there was a brother named Eric Garner who was murdered by the New York City police when they choked him to death, suffocated this brother, laid on his body when he was pleading, saying he can't breathe, he can't breathe. And they still showed us that they didn't even care. And you, where did this come from? Let me show you, my people, what the Almighty furthermore said about the nation and the people that he was going to send his people to. This is what Yah said. He told us in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, we got to go back to that so I can show you the essence of the sentiment of after hearing a man pleading for his life, all they can do is look at that he was claiming, allegedly, quote unquote, he was selling illegal cigarettes on the street. But should selling illegal cigarettes cause you to be murdered, as these lying loan companies lie and cheat people, these housing industries cheat people, and none of them go to jail, none of them gets a sentence, all they get is a fine, which they can't afford to pay back, and they have the nerve to talk about Ray Ray and Sheila of our sisters, they'll talk about them on welfare, when yet you talking about the biggest welfare recipients in the world is these banks and loan companies whose empire started from slavery. Every one of them was nothing but some mom and pop shops. And next thing you know, they became empires off the backs of our ancestors. That's the bigger picture to look at. These lying senators and these lying Republicans and every one of these lying politicians who get paid, they have the nerve to say, I'm sick of big government. We don't need big government. But yet, our taxes and the government pays for their checks. Do you understand? It's hypocrisy to the hills. And let me tell you something. That's why this place, when it go down, it's going to go down hard upon the head of the wicked. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the Almighty lets us know something of how our enemies would be, how much respect they would have for us or not. And as I said, we only have a few minutes. You can call in, give a quick comment or question. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. And we have many listening online, and I know you're enjoying it, so that's okay. If you don't want to call and just listen, praise Yah. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, look what Yahweh prophesied that would happen to us when it comes to disrespect. He said in the 41st verse, and before we go to the 41st verse, we're going to go to our caller while we got a little time, and that's area code 404. Shalom, shalom, you on air?
Shalom, shalom, boy. This is your better half.
Oh,
this
that's my queen. This is my wife. Yeah, niece,
yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. All praises to the mighty Yah. God saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I love you.
Love you too. Love you too. And I wanted to make a quick comment to say that it's time for our people also to wake up. You know, I know that all of these atrocities are happening to us, and I know that you're going to Deuteronomy 28 again, but our people have to wake up and realize where we are, who we are, first of all, and where we are, and then turn to Yah, because Yahweh said all of these things will befall us in this place, and truly it is being magnified now. It's being magnified even more because the time is near, you know, when a woman is in travail, you know, and that time is coming, she's in more and more pain. So our people are going to be in more and more pain as this time comes nearer and nearer to us. And one of the things that our people need to do is wake up, do some research, find out who you are, who Yahweh is and why are we here and why are all of these things befalling us. And I just wanted
You're
to
right.
make that quick comment. I'm enjoying the program. It's a beautiful program. All praises to the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah, and I love you. And may Yahweh bless you to live forever with me as your husband in the land, as well as all of our people that's listening in and those that don't even know who they are, that I pray that we all turn to the Almighty and be part of that righteous remnant, as many as he choose. Hallelujah, and I love you.
Praise Yah, I love you too.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. In the few minutes we have left, I've got to show you these scriptures in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 41st verse. Look what Yahweh said. It says, thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. That's why we're the biggest borrowers. We don't lend to no one. We're the borrowers, not the lenders. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not Yahweh thy Elohim with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies. And this is how we came here, which Yahweh shall send against thee. That's why we got to go back to Yah. In hunger, thirst, nakedness, and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron on our neck until he have destroyed thee. That's why it's hard for us to even try to come together. And it's amazing that we live off of division. The New Testament is a book that Christ said, don't even think I came for peace. I come for division. And our people serve him, as Yahweh said. They serve the gods of their own enemies. The one that would have the nerve to say, I ain't even come here to make black people come together as a family and love each other, but I came to separate. We got to be sick in the head, as Yah said in Isaiah, the first chapter, to even go for the okey-doke. Yah said in the 49th verse, Yah shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard nor show favor to the young. And isn't that something? That's amazing. And let me tell you what's even more amazing. Open up your vision. This program is coming on at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and a half hour after this one, which is hosted by my lovely wife, Queen Yanice. All you got to do if you want to listen in, because it plans to be a power-packed program, area code 347. That's right. Area code 347-826-7630. That's all you got to do. It's called area code 347-826-7630 at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we only have about 30 seconds left, but we have a call from area code 513. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Moray. How are you?
Hey, Queen, how you doing, Sister Adia?
I'm fine. I just want to tell you how much I was enjoying it. I tried to call early, and I forgot to push the one. But anyway, excellent program,
oh.
And I agree with Saphira. I agree with Saphira, you know, keep them lessons coming out with Christianity, Islam, so we our people can come back together. We got to come back together. The only way we're going to do it is to keep them teachings hot and heavy.
Hallelujah, sister. Love you, Queen.
Great show, Moray. Love you,
praise
too, Moray.
Yahweh.
Take care. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Queen. Praise the mighty Yah. I praise Yahweh for this broadcast on behalf of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We love you, and Yah does too. Shalom, shalom. 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 Shalom, shalom.